I'm with New Beginnings Organization. My name is Nancy Kind, and I'd like to just share a brief testimony about how I left Christian Science. And I was so touched with Mr. Davis's beautiful testimony about how he left Jehovah's Witness organization, and I was struck with a similarity between Christian Science and the Jehovah's Witness. And all the cults have the same basic lies. The same basic lies run through the center, are at the heart of every single cult. The lie that they are, they have the only truth, that there's only one true religion, and it's, that it's divinely inspired, and that you can be a god. That's another lie. You're higher somehow than everybody else, and you're special. And all the lie is always there, that to put Jesus down, and to take away the glory from Jesus and give it to somebody else. In the case of Christian Science, the glory is given to Mary Baker Eddy, who literally replaces Jesus Christ. And I was born born and raised in a Christian Science family. All my brothers and sisters were Christian Scientists, and my mother, and I really loved it. I just thought Mary Baker Eddy was like a grandmother to me. I just loved her. I read everything I could get to read on her. I just loved that woman. And I really felt that she too, as Walt said, was the only true leader, and that she had the one truth in the whole world. And I felt so sorry for anybody who didn't have Christian Science. I remember saying, how do people survive without Christian Science? I just couldn't imagine living without the truth, the one truth. And I served in the Christian, I taught Christian Science Sunday school for over 20 years. And at 18 years old, I was one of the youngest branch church members. And I was very proud that they took me in at a very young age. And I was very, very happy to be a Christian Scientist. And as the years went by, I never questioned it. I just accepted it was the truth. In about, I guess it was 1976, I guess it was, I realized that I had kind of gotten away from Christian Science. Although I was still teaching the Sunday school, I knew my faith was kind of dying out. I knew that I really wasn't enthusiastic about it, even though I had my children in the Sunday school. I wasn't really an enthusiastic Christian Science, and I knew it really wasn't meeting hardly any of my needs, and I figured it was something wrong with me, that I just wasn't studying enough and that I wasn't dedicated enough. So my practitioner, and that's a person that you go to for healing, you pay that person and they pray for you. And so my practitioner said, dear, the thing you should do is to rededicate your life to Christian Science and to get back into the Science and Health, which is Mary Baker Eddy's textbook. And so I went back to Boston on a trip with my husband, and I told my husband, this is going to be a wonderful opportunity for me to see all Mary Baker Eddy's home. That's where she was from, in the Boston area. That's where the headquarters of the Mother Church is, and in Boston. And I went to visit all of her homes, and I thought it'd be a wonderful chance to, you know, fall in love again with Christian Science and with my beloved and revered leader, Mary Baker Eddy. And I was hoping that my husband, who had been raised as a Christian Scientist, he never really was a Christian Scientist, and he never really accepted it at all. And I was kind of hoping that I'd be able to get through to him and get him to become a strong Christian Scientist, so we'd really be a family and go to church, you know, all believe in the same thing. So I better make this brief. So anyway, so we went back to Boston, and we started visiting the homes. And that was the first time I had quite a shock. We went into off-season, and there was nobody else visiting the homes except my husband and I and our children. And so we had a chance to really look at the homes and look around. And I was absolutely horrified when I saw one of her homes, because there was pictures of herself all over the house. And it bothered me. There were just enormous paintings. I didn't see any signs of Jesus, but just pictures of herself. And my husband pointed out to me, boy, this lady really, you know, she really had an ego problem here with these pictures of herself all around. And I tried to rationalize, it did bother me, but I tried to explain it to him and by saying, well, you know, I just couldn't rationalize it. And then we went out into her home, and her houses were very lavish. She had, you know, clocks and silver all over her house, and way more than anybody would ever need, you know, several sets of silver. And way, you know, it was just very ostentatious. And you know, at that time, there were people that were, you know, hungry, and it bothered me that she had so much ornamentation in her house. It just seemed very materialistic. This woman who said that matter is nothing, and her house is filled with so much material things. Then we went out to her carriage house, and there were so many of these beautiful carriages. She was alive during the 1800s, and so everybody, you know, had their own carriages. And my husband noticed that he asked how many people lived in her household, and they told us the number. I don't remember the exact number, but we figured out that there was two or three carriages per person in the household. So I began to have my doubts, and I realized that Christian Science didn't offer me the things that I had hoped it would bring to me. I had no peace. I had no joy. I was filled with fear. And this trip wasn't helping a whole lot either. I was, instead of re-encouraging me, I was becoming more and more troubled by what I saw. And my husband's doubts started, they seemed so logical. It seemed so that he was right. So then my husband and I went to Auburn Cemetery. It's a very famous cemetery in Massachusetts, and many famous people are buried there. And we went to the grave of Mrs. Eddy, and I remember sitting on the grave, and I was totally confused, and I remember asking God to show me. I remember saying to him that if Christian Science is the truth, God, please tell me and show me that it is, and I'll serve it. I remember saying that I would serve it and I would help it grow. I remember that because I had a hard time in Christian Science because I felt they weren't working hard enough to make it spread. And I said, God, I'll help make it grow if you tell me it's the truth, but if it's not the truth, show me, because I'm so confused, and I felt so lost and so mixed up. And I know that God did answer that prayer, because when I got home, right after I got home, this beautiful lady that was in she was the Cub Scout leader for my son's troop. She was worked there, and I always admired her. I always thought there was something very special about her. She had a quiet beauty that I just envied. I knew she had something that I sure didn't have. I just liked her, although I really didn't know her. I'd only talked to her a few times, and she came to me one evening and said, Nancy, I really would like you to come with me to a Bible study. And right away, I thought, uh-oh, I can't do that. You know, I have to stay with Bible studies are a no-no unless they're authorized. Everything has to be authorized by the headquarters. And I thought, uh-oh, how do I get out of this one without hurting this lady's feelings? So I went home and called my practitioner, as any good Christian Scientist would do, and I told her that this lovely lady had asked me to go to a Bible study. What should I do? And she said, absolutely not. You know, if it's not Christian Science, then you're not going to get the truth, and it'll get you confused, and just to turn her down politely. So when I went to turn her down, she was so sweet, I couldn't. There was something about her that I thought, well, you know, I just couldn't. I thought, well, I'll just go. And I remember going and thinking, you know, I'll just accept, if I have to sit through one lesson just to be polite, I'll do it. And I'll just throw out that which is evil, that which is error, and I'll accept that which is good. And I figured I could do that. And when I got there, I couldn't believe my eyes. I was so surprised. It was a little Baptist church, and there must have been 600 or 700 women crowded in there. And they were out in the line. They had to sign up sheets for a 5-year Bible study course. And these women were, so they were actually so enthusiastic. They were just dying to get on that list. And I thought, what is wrong with all these women? I couldn't believe it. I thought, what are they giving away free here? I couldn't understand what the catch was. What's so interesting about the Bible? It never would interest me particularly. You know, it was something that I'd read out of a duty, and I was a drudge, and I just got through with my daily lesson study. I just, you know, forced myself to get it, and I couldn't understand what the catch was. I wondered, what's in this for all these women? And I went inside, and it was jam-packed. People were standing along the walls. And I sat there in amazement. And anyway, to make a long story short, this lady wanted me to sign up for a Bible study, and she was just a darling woman. And I eventually went to a little Bible study in a home. And I disobeyed my practitioner because I love this lady, and there was something so special about this lady. And at that point I thought I just want to see what it is about the Bible that these women are so excited about, and that they give 5 years of their life to. I couldn't imagine anybody being willing to turn over 5 years, you know, to a Bible study. So I went, and the lady was a born again Christian, but she never said very much. She was a very quiet, soft spoken woman, and her little simple prayers that I had never been able to say a prayer out loud. That was absolutely not dignified. You know, you just don't do that. And when I went to her home, and she opened the meetings with this beautiful little sincere prayer that came from her heart, and I could see, boy, she loves God, and she's ready to speak up for God. She'll say a prayer in front of people. I was so moved. Her prayers were so simple and loving and so beautiful. I was so touched by them that I went there just to hear the prayers half the time. And I got so much out of the Bible studies. It was all on marriage and families. And I could see that what I was learning in the Bible was really starting to help me with my children, you know. A lot of it was about complaining. You know, I remember the first two sessions were on complaining, you know, about the children of Israel and always complaining. And I tried not to be a complainer or a whiner and a moaner. And that started making our family life better. And then as time went on, I came to learn about the blood of Jesus, and I could never believe that the blood of Jesus had any meaning at all. Mrs. Eddy says that the blood of Jesus, you know, is meaningless. It means nothing. That his blood shed on that tree had no more power to cleanse. I forget how the exact words are, but it was ineffectual to clean. It was just like your blood or my blood, that it had no power. And then when the Bible came on and they started talking about the blood of Jesus, I didn't know what to think. I remember reading the story of Cain and Abel. I was a Christian Scientist, and I couldn't understand what was wrong with God, because here Abel had brought this gift of a slain lamb, I believe it was, his sacrifice. And Cain's gift was this lovely basket of fruit and nuts, and I thought, what's wrong with God that he would prefer a dead old lamb that's blood on it over some lovely fruit and nuts? If it was my choice, I would have rather had the fruit and nuts. I couldn't understand why God would, you know, require anything with blood. Blood to me was just blah. And I couldn't understand why God would, you know, require blood. And that was the hardest thing for me to learn. But anyway, little bit by little bit, just like everybody in our group, it was through studying the Bible and comparing it to what I had learned. And one by one, things started clicking. Uh-oh, Christian Science does not agree with the Bible. Christian Science says one thing, the Bible says another. Over and over, I ran into that, over and over. And I finally got to the point where I just didn't know. I wanted to hang on to Christian Science because all my family, my husband's family, my sisters, my mother, all my friends, they were all Christian Science. If you leave it, you're finished. You know, I would lose everybody. And then one day, my sister brought over a book to me by Walter Martin, The Kingdom of the Cults, the same book that I hear so many times. And in The Kingdom of Cults, it had a side-by-side comparison of Mrs. Eddy's words and that of Francis Lieber's. And anyway, I would compare the two, and it was almost word for word. And of course, he was way before her time. And I realized that this one woman who had come down so often against plagiarism had plagiarized herself. It knocked me out. I thought, this woman who says that it's so evil to steal someone else's work had lied to me. She was a liar. And if she lied on one thing, she could lie on everything. I was devastated. We just didn't know. You know, my sister and I knew then. And we thank Walter Martin now, and we thank everybody who has the courage to speak out. And anyway, of course, we became Christians, and we came, my first night, I met Mr. Davis, as a matter of fact. It was the first night I'd ever really gone to a Christian church. I was scared to death to go to a Christian church. I felt like I'd be so out of place. And we heard a talk on Jehovah's Witnesses. And And it would start click, 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 the same lie, the same lie, the same lie that the people in Jehovah's Witness believed is what I was taught, the same deceptions. And they were all putting Jesus down, replacing Jesus with a particular leader. The lie was the same. It was a works trip. It was threats. There was death involved. I've lost two families, two members of my family, to Christian Science. I've seen Christian Science kill. I've seen people. I've seen it happen. It's the same lie in every cult. And I just praise God that there are people that will go out and spread the word and be willing to lose their families and their friends. Every one of us. It's a little piece of the cross that we take, but boy, you're so much overcompensated with the joy of the Lord. You have so much more is given to you than any people you lose. And we found that the best part of all is we got a whole new family. You know, some of my family are still Christian Scientists, just one now, and my husband's family too. But we have a whole new family in Christ. You know, I have sisters and brothers in Jesus that we're so close. They're so dear to me that if anything happened to my sisters now and brothers in Christ, it means more to me than my own blood family. So we just praise God for Walter Martin and for every single person, people like Mr. Davis and everybody that goes out and evangelizes and tries to reach people for the cults, because it's what we're born for, really. It's the most important thing we can ever do, is spread the good news of Jesus. And so I just praise God for the opportunity to say a few words. I hope I didn't go too long. Thank you. Thank you very much.